I went to Sunnyside Elementary School. Sunnyside Elementary School is a big, tall, brick, institutional-looking building. The word asylum would not come be out of place looking at this building. And my memories, except for one thing that happened that I'll get to, my memories of this place are kind of monochrome. You know, all the rooms looked the same. They all had the same blackboard. They all had the same felt erasers that you would get assigned to beat together to get the chalk out. And all the teachers kind of blended in, and it was just this black and white memory of not much exciting and not much change. But then one year, I was in a class with a new teacher, Ms. Cottrell. Ms. Cottrell was the new teacher. Ms. Cottrell actually lived in my neighborhood with her parents. She was young, and she wore the new fashion. She wore short skirts, and she had long hair, and I was really taken with Ms. Cottrell. It was really hard to focus in her class because of all the roiled up emotions and things that were going on with me, except for the fact that I really wanted Ms. Cottrell to pay attention to me, so that was the saving grace. I was able to do things in class. So unlike all the other teachers, Ms. Cottrell was colorful. And not only was Ms. Cottrell bright in the way she dressed and in the way she seemed to interact with me or the class, Ms. Cottrell also drove a car that was unlike any of the other cars that any of the other teachers drove. Ms. Cottrell had a lemon yellow Corvette Stingray. And let me tell you something. When I was in grade school, Corvette Stingrays didn't look like they look now where the back end goes like this. Corvette Stingrays had curves. This lemon yellow Corvette Stingray was bright like Ms. Cottrell. And it had curves like a woman. It had curves like Ms. Cottrell had waves. So Ms. Cottrell was really different, and Ms. Cottrell really got my attention. So one day, there was going to be something happening the next day, some holiday or something, and Ms. Cottrell was going to get her classroom ready. So I volunteered to stay after school and cut out the papers and put up the stuff, and I was going to help Ms. I was going to be there myself with Ms. Cottrell, and we were going to set up this classroom. And that was really neat. So I did that, and I spent that time. And Ms. Cottrell lived in my neighborhood. She lived a few blocks from me, and I was going to miss the bus to stay after school. So she told me if I stayed after, she would give me a ride home to her house, and I could walk from there. So I did this. I did all of this, and it was great because Ms. Cottrell was praising me for all the stuff that I was doing, and I was, you know, there's all this stuff going on in me. I had this crush on Ms. Cottrell. And that felt good. And then it was time to leave. So we were walking out into the parking lot, and we're walking towards the car. And I started to get a little bit uncomfortable. And we get to the Corvette, and she opens the door, and I get in the Corvette. And it's a sports car, and the seats in the car are pretty low. So I was sitting in the car, and while I could see through the windshield, the dashboard was about right here, so I could barely see through the windshield. And I started to feel kind of small in this car. And then Ms. Cottrell got in on the other side, and we're driving, and she's chattering away, and the way she is, all bright and cheery and everything else. But, you know, it was different in the classroom when I'm cutting out the construction paper and doing all the stuff. That felt different to me as a little kid. But in this car with Ms. Cottrell, with her talking to me, I didn't know what to do with all this roiled up emotion, and pretty soon the feeling of being small started to dampen the feeling of roiled up emotion. And her talking to me and I didn't know what to say made me even feel smaller. And, you know, I couldn't have felt smaller if Ms. Cottrell had reached over and put her hand on my head and pushed me down. So I really got a sense of what it feels like to be crushed in that circumstance. So we drove home, and I experienced all of this, And we got out at Ms. Cottrell's house, and she said goodbye, and I said goodbye, and I walked home. And as a consequence of that experience, for the rest of the year, Ms. Cottrell in the classroom just didn't have the same kind of magic with me. But I'll tell you, every time that I would ride my bike past her house, I would know when Ms. Cottrell was home because I would see the yellow Corvette in her driveway. And each time I would think of Ms. Cottrell.